Okay, Tov, we are on Zayin Amud Bet, and here in Masachet Brachot. Does everybody have it? Top of the page, Zayin Amud Bet. Okay, let's begin. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishra Rishim Ben Yochai. We're going to have many statements by Rabbi Yochanan. You see, it rains and everyone shows up. It's great, okay? The Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Miyom Shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ta'olam. From the day that God created the world, Lo Haya Adam Shekaru LaHaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon. Nobody had actually used the lashon of Adon, calling Hashem the Master, the One, ad sheba Avram, until Avraham came, vikaru Adon, and called Hashem Adon. Shneemar, how do we know that Avraham called Hashem Adon? Vayomar, Adonai Elohim bame eda ki irashena. He said, Hashem, how do I know that I will inherit this land, that I will have progeny? So Avraham is the first person to ever call Hashem Adon. Amar Rav, Rav says, Af Daniel lo na'ana, ele bishvil Avraham. He continues this theme and says, Daniel, the Navi, who lived in, was in Persia, in Second Temple period times, he was only answered by Hashem during one of his tefillot, bishvil Avraham, because of the merit of Avraham, Shneemar, as it says. This is a pasuk from Sefer Daniel, V'ata shma Elokeinu el tefilat avdecha, v'el tachanu na'av, v'ayer penecha amikdashecha ha-shameim, Lema'an Adonai. So, and now, listen, and now, Hashem, our God, listen to the tefillah of your servant and to my supplications. Va'er panach al-mikdashecha, and shine your light on your mikdash, Hashemim, which is destroyed, Lema'an Adonai. Lema'an, so Lema'an chami ba'aleit, should say Lema'an cha, for you, Hashem, for your sake. Ella, what is Lema'an? Lema'an Avraham, because of the merit of Avraham, who called Hashem Adon. He was the first person to recognize this attribute of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Next statement of Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Minayin she'ein meratzim lo la'adam bishat kaso. How do we know that you shouldn't try to appease a person in their moment of anger? Okay, this is all something we can relate to. We also learned about this on the last page. She'ne'amar, as it says, panay yelechu v'hanichoti lach. Hashem says, let my anger, my panim shel za'am pass, and then I will be able to be forgiving to you again. We spoke about this drasha on last daf. Third statement by Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. This is a beautiful, beautiful Gemara. Miyom Shaber Hakadosh Baruch Hu Tolamo. From the day that God created the world, Lo Haya Adam Shehodel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Nobody praised. No one thanked Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ad Shabbat Le'ah, until Le'ah came along, one of the four Imahot, Vehodato, and thanked Hashem, Shneemar, as it says, Hapam Odet Hashem. This is a phrase that she uses when she names one of her sons. Which son is it? This is, very good. Which child? It's not the fifth, it's the fourth child, Yehuda. Hapam, this time, Odet Hashem. What is the meaning of this moment? Nachon, the fourth child to praise Hashem, come on. Why should it take so long? So Rashi explains, this is the top line, Rashi Zayin Amudbet, HaPam Odet Hashem, Lefi She'ra'ata Bruach HaKodesh, She'yakov Ma'amid Shnei Masar Shvatim, V'lo Arba Nashim, Kevan She'ada Ben Revi, Hodei Tachaka She'ala Yoter Min HaChashbon HaMagiyala. She says she does a calculation. She knows Yaakov is going to have 12 children, but he has four wives. And she's supposed to then have allocated three children. And yet she's been given a fourth. I'm thanking Hashem now because I got more than either everyone else or what I should have gotten. Okay. So it's something a little competitive here. Now the Ketav Sofer explains differently. He says that she's thanking Hashem for, this is the first time that someone thanks Hashem for something that's natural. Before this, people only thanked Hashem for supernatural miracles, and now thanking Hashem for something natural. Okay, but the third interpretation that I heard by Rabbi Shimon Schwab, and I heard this quoted by Rabbi Asaf Ben Narsh, it's a beautiful idea, that the truth is that other people did praise Hashem earlier on in Tanakh, certainly according to Midrashim. But what do we learn from Le'ah? We learn that the idea that even if you don't get, what is true Hakarat HaTov, even when you don't get everything you want in life? It's easy to think, Hashem, I have everything. I got 12 cars and 3 houses and da-da-da-da, and everything's perfect. Now I'm going to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No. It's dafka that she didn't get everything that she wanted. Why didn't she get everything that she wanted? She may have had children, an abundant amount of children, but she never received the love from her husband that she wanted. So she was always feeling empty her entire life, right? And yet she still was able to say, Hashem, thank you for what I have. This is a great lesson for us. We never get everything that we want, but for the things that we do have, we should say thank you. This is also a message of Dayenu, thanking Hashem for each stage of Geula, even if it's not the total or complete Geula. Okay, next, now we're going to talk about the name of Reuven. Reuven is her first son. So Amar Rabbi Elazar. Amra Leah. You know, why is he called Reuven? Now, the Psukim teach us, I'm just trying to remember the Pasuk. I don't remember the Pasuk. But the she's here we have it on the side. Thank you to the hyperlink. Ah, Hashem saw my affliction. Now my husband will love me. Now that I have a son, a firstborn, he'll love me. So Reuven is associated with suffering, with affliction. But we have another interpretation of this. Amra Leah says, Re'u ma bein b'nei lavan chami. See the difference. Re'u ma bein, that's a different interpretation of the word Reuven. Re'u ma bein b'nei leben chami. See the difference between my son, Reuven, and ben chami. Chami is my father-in-law. Who's her father-in-law? Who's her father-in-law? Yitzchak. Okay. And who's the son of her father-in-law? Esav. So she's saying, look at the difference between my son Reuven and Esav. De'ilu ben chami Esav afagav demidat Esav ne'lebechirute. Even though he, by his own volition, sold the firstborn, dechtir, as it says, by imkored b'chor atali Yaakov, he sold it. It's written down. There's a sale. The chozeh. Chazu makative. Look what it says about Esav afterwards. Vayistom Esav et Yaakov. And Esav hated Yaakov. So he even though he sold it, he still hated him. He had seller's remorse. Okay. However, uchtiv ayomer achi karani shemo Yaakov ve'akaniza pamaim, and he accuses Yaakov of cheating him, and he calls vayakveini, he cheated me pamaim twice now. Ve'ilu b'ni, where is my son Reuven? Afagav de'al korach shakle Yosef lebechirute. Even though for my son Yosef sort of took the bechora by force. Okay, it was against Reuven's will. Bechorte mine dechtiv, as it says, uvechalalo yitzuei aviv. This is a pasuk that Yaakov says to Reuven at the end of his life in Parshat Vayechi. This is not quite a bracha; it's a rebuke of Reuven, because Reuven, according to the midrash, moved around the beds. According to the pshat, actually had relations with Bilhah, and this is when he loses the firstborn to Yosef, and this is done against his will. Nonetheless, lo aknibe, he still didn't have jealousy for Yosef. He wasn't like Esav, who held a grudge. Rather, he was, and how do we know this? By Yishma Reuven by Yatsideu Miadam. When Reuven hears that they want to sell Yosef, he tries to kill Yosef. Okay, he fails at this. Nonetheless, we see that even though Yosef was ascending as the Bechor, Reuven still tries to help him. Okay, we're going to talk about another name, the name of Rut Hamoavia. My root.
This happened before this.
It did happen beforehand. So it seems like he officially loses the Bechora at the end of his life, but it was the process was already happening long before.
If you name a baby when they've done nothing.
You name it, it's, yeah. So
she's naming him on
Mars. So it could be she's finding a second meaning in her name. Sometimes you name a child, you don't know why you name the child this, and then you say, this is why I name, you know. You find a different quality in a child. So now we're going to talk about another name, Rut. Rut Hamoavia. My Rut. What is the meaning of the name Rut? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Shezachta v'yatza mimena David. Because she merited to have David come from her. Sherivuhu lehakadosh baruch hu v'shirot b'tishpachot. This is, you see, Sherivuhu, Rut, same root. Look at that. Play on words. Okay, Rut is the same root as Sherivuhu. Okay, so he praised Hashem with the Shirot and Tishpachot. So this is the meaning of Ruth's name. Again, it's something future-oriented we're seeing. So when we think of naming babies, I don't know how much this applies to anyone here at this point in time, but please God, it should. When you name babies, you have to think about the future potential, not just obviously as they are right now. Minalan, okay, how do we know the Shema Garim? How do we know that a name, okay, affects the future destiny of a person? Amar Rabbi Eliezer says, the Amar Kra. We see in the Pasuk, this is a Pasuk, from Tehillim, Perek Mem Vav, Lechu Chazu Mif'alot Hashem. Go and see, Chazu, see the mif'alot, the great works, the miracles of Hashem, asher sam shamot ba'aretz, who has placed, or shamot is destruction, asher sam shamot ba'aretz, meaning there's destruction and God appears to have done miraculous things with it. So al tigrei shamot, don't read it shamot, ela shemot, read it shemot, names, or shemot, okay? So go and see the mifalot Hashem, asher sham shemot, based on the names that a person has. So we see that a person's name affects their destiny. Next line. V'amar Rabbi Yochan Mishum Rabbi Shem Ben Yochai. So another statement by these same two rabbis. Kashe tarbut ra'a betoch beto shel adam yoter mimelchemet Gog u'Magog. This is very powerful. The having a bad influence in one's home, okay, can be more destructive, more problematic than having the war of Armageddon, of Gog u'Magog in one's house. How do we know this? Shene Amar, as it says, Mizmor le David. David has a Mizmor. He sings. Bivarcho mipnei Avshalom beno. Now, let's just take a second and zoom out and think about this for a second. This is a parak of Tehillim that David HaMelech composes, connected to, or during the time when he's running away from Avshalom. Who's Avshalom? Avshalom is his son. Why is he running away from Avshalom? And where is he? He's running out of Yerushalayim. He's abandoning Yerushalayim because Avshalom is taking over. His son is usurping the throne. Now, it's a strange thing to give a mizmor when your son is trying to oust you from your role as king. It should say, what should it really say? We'll read on. But Uchtiv Batrei, Hashem, speaking to Hashem, Marabut Sarai, Rabim Kamim Alai. How many enemies do I have? There's so many standing up against me. The Ibu Gavim Milchemet, Gog u'Magog, whereas by Gog u'Magog, Armageddon, Ketiv, what does it say? This is from Perek Tehillim, Perek Bet. What does it say? Lama ragishu goyim ulumin yehagurek. Why are the nations getting excited and passionate and yehagurek? They're saying pointless things. Ve'ilu, but what doesn't David say about the Gog u'Magog war? Marabutzara. He doesn't say I have so many enemies. By Gog u'Magog, he says it's a bad war, but there aren't so many enemies. By Avshalom, he says there are so many enemies and it's terrible. What do we see from here? Having a influence in your house, in this case Avshalom, is more problematic than having a literal battle in your household. Okay, now we know this to be true, that it could affect sibling relationships in the family, and you want to make sure that all the kids are having a good influence on each other. Now the Gemara is going to ask, wait a second, why is David singing God's praises because Avshalom usurped the throne? Kinale David mi baile. It should say Kinale David. It shouldn't say Mizmor le David. So Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Avishalom. Rabbi Shimon says in the name of Avishalom, interesting, similar to the name Avshalom, Avishalom. Mashal le maha davar domeh. There's a parable here. To what is this similar? Le Adam sheatza alav shedarchov. A person has a financial obligation that he needs to pay. Kodem sheperao hayatzuv. Before he pays it back, he's sad. How am I going to pay this money back? I don't have money for this. La'achar shepera'o sameach. After he pays it back, he's very happy. You feel good. Afkin David, the same thing is true with David. Kevan she'amar lo agadosh baruch hu hineni mekim alecha ra'a mi beitach hayatzu. Once Hashem said to him, Hashem had told David after he sinned, listen, I'm going to bring evil upon your household. David is very afraid. He has no idea what's coming for him. Hayatzu. Amar shema eved o mamzer. Who the lochayis alai? He says maybe a servant, a manzer, someone who's not connected to me is going to take over my throne, and then I'm done because he's going to take me out. He's going to get rid of me. But once David akevan dechazed Avshalom, once he sees it's his son, he says, okay, you know what? This is better than the other options. Sameachu mishum achi amar mizmor, because he says, you know, my son, he probably won't kill me. Okay, he'll keep me alive. Okay, this is partially true, but if anyone's seen the movie Gladiators, okay, Caesar's son kills his father in order to become king. Pinchas is nodding, right? Yeah, I guess you saw the movie. Okay, so it does happen sometimes that a son kills his, Chas v'Shalom kills his father, but David recognized that Avshalom would have a little more compassion, Mishum Hachi Amar Mizmor. Therefore, he says a Mizmor even during a terrible situation. Okay, next statement. Now we're going to talk about whether you can get into fights and sort of, you know, rebuke, fights, arguments with Rishaim. Or maybe one should be careful from doing this. Wicked people who are gallivanting around and succeeding, maybe you shouldn't start up with them. Or you have to sort of stand up against them and speak your mind and speak for Torah values in these moments. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishrim Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, another statement by these two rabbis. Mutar lihit garot b'rishaim b'olam hazeh. One is permitted, lihit garot is to fight with, to argue with, to try to best a rasha in this world. Shena Amar, as it says, Ozvei Torah yehalalu rasha. Those who leave the Torah, they praise a wicked person. They want to be like a wicked person. Vishomrei Torah, but those who observe the Torah, yitgarubam, they fight up, they stand up against the Rasha. So this is a pasuk from, this is from Mishlei Perek Kafchet. Tanya Namihachi. Tanya Namihachi is an important phrase in the Gemara, which means we find the supporting rabbinic teaching. Tanya Namihachi, also like this. Rabbi Dustai, Rabbi Matun. Rabbi Dustai says his name, Rabbi Matun. Omer, mutar lihitgarot b'rishaim b'olam hazeh. One is allowed to provoke or to fight with a rasha in this world. Shene Amar, it says, Ozvei Torah yahalu rasha. They go Omer, same notion. Same pasuk. V'im lach shecha adam lomar. If someone whispers to you in your ear, and what does he say? V'hakati, but wait a second. It says in Tehillim Perek Lamed Zayin, what does it say there? L'David, Al tit char b'mireim, al tekane b'osei avla. So what does this mean, al tit char b'mireim? B'mireim are bad people. So what does tit char mean? Anyone want to guess what tit char means? So, and al tekane b'osei avla, don't have jealousy for those, okay, so emorlo. Okay, so if someone, basically, if someone whispers to you and says, wait a second, there's no problem with contending with or arguing with Rishaim, because Al Titchar B'Mera'im means don't provoke, don't fight or argue with Miriam. Don't be tempted to give Miriam. So, and Morlo, if someone says this to you, it could happen today. Someone could whisper to you on Achuzah this the following idea. Okay, and Morlo, you should say to him, Mishali Bonok Fom, okay, only someone who has doubts about their faith will say something like this. You know what Al Titchar B'Mera'im means? Liot Kimera'im. It means to be like the Mera'im, to be like the wicked people themselves. Al Tekane, and don't have jealousy for those who do bad. Be'osei Avla, Liot Ke'osei Avla. To be like those who are iniquitous. The Omer, and it also says, Ayi Kane Libcha Dechata'im. Don't have jealous, don't be jealous of those, bless you, who get to, who sin. Ki'im Bi'yirat Hashem Kol Yom. Rather, you should be filled with Yirat Hashem. Kol hayom. So what is this saying? Al titchar b'mireim is don't try to be like them. Don't try to. They dress one way. You want to be like them. Don't try to. You know, if they're doing all these things, bad things. Don't compete with them. Okay. You should know. You should have your HMI mitzvah. So what do we see here? We see ini. Okay. Is it really true that you're not allowed to provoke? Then you tell that you are allowed to provoke and fight with, contend with Rishaim. The Amar Rav Yitzchak says, "Im ra'ita rasha she'asacha mesachekado." If you see a rasha, you see that the time is good for him, meaning he is good fortune. Al titgarebo, don't mess with him. Don't provoke him. Shene Amar, as it says, Yachilu derachav b'chol eit marom. This is the whole pasuk. Marom mishpatecha minegdo chol kol tzorav yafiach b'hem. Yachilu derachav b'chol eit. Yachilu is hatzlacha. He's successful at this time. V'lo od. Furthermore, shezochet betin. This guy is going to win in court. Okay, shena emar marom mishpatecha negdo. Even I guess marom perhaps in the heavens. Rashi says, "Misulakin dinecha berachok, berachok hemenu." I'm not sure exactly what this means, but Bekitzur, judgment is far from Bekitzur. He's going to win his court cases. The Lord, and furthermore, Elish Shero Ebitzarav, you're going to see him, vanquish his enemies. Shnei Amar Kol Sarav, all of his enemies yafiach behem. He'll just blow them over. Okay, he'll go, and they'll fall over. So you don't want to mess with a guy in this situation. So now we're going to have a number of resolutions to try to resolve this. On the one hand, it says, mutar lihitgarot. On the other hand, it says, you shouldn't provoke and argue with the Rasha. So we're going to have a number of different ways to explain this. Lo kasha. There's no argument. Habimile didei, habimile deshamaya. When it comes to things of gashmiut, material things, don't mess with him. That's where it's saying don't argue with him. Habimile deshamaya. But when it comes to heavenly matters, Torah values, whatever it is, then you can. V'ibaydema, if you want to say an alternative answer. Habimile deshamaya. Both of them are talking about mile deshamaya. V'lo kasha, but there's no kasha. The difference is between a rasha who has good fortune at a particular moment, you know, or a person who has bad fortune. Another distinction, both of them are talking about a rasha who fortune is good to him, but there's no distinction. There's no contradiction. One is talking about a tzaddik gamur. A tzaddik gamur, a fully righteous person, can stand up to the rasha and argue with him and provoke him. But if you're not a tzaddik gamur, be careful and stand back. The Amar Rav Huna says, "May dichtiv, lama tabit bogdim, tacharish bevala rasha tzadik mimenu." What is the meaning of this pasuk? This pasuk comes from Chavakuk Perek Aleph, and the meaning of this pasuk is, why do you stand up and lama tabit bogdim tacharish? Why are you silent when traitors bevala rasha, when tzadik, when a rasha eats up a tzaddik? The chirasha bolea tzaddik, is a rasha able to swallow a tzaddik? V'haketiv, but it says Hashem lo yazvenu biado. Hashem is not going to leave the tzaddik. Uchtiv lo yune tzaddik kol adam. The tzaddik will not be the object of any iniquity. Ela tzaddik mimenu bolea. Tzaddik amur ena bolea. A tzaddik, a guy, regular tzaddik. This person, the rasha, can eat. However, a tzaddik gamur eino bolea, a great tzaddik, he wouldn't be able to eat. This reminds me, Mike Tyson said to Evander Holyfield before he said to him, I'm gonna eat your children. That's what Mike Tyson said. Okay, so it reminds me of this phrase. If you wanna say, sha misacheket lo shiny. Even for a tzaddik gamur, sha misacheket lo, if time's good to him, fortune, you see that he's doing very well, and there's no way you're going to stop him. Even a tzaddik gamur should stand back and not try to stand up against and fight with this rasha and provoke him. Okay, so what you see here, by the way, just to understand the methodology of the Gemara, all these different ways of resolving the conflict are trying to minimize the machloket. We're trying to minimize the machloket until they're arguing about a very, very specific case of a tzaddik gamur in the case of rasha. Okay, next statement by Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. We return to the notion of makom kavua, of having a fixed place in the Beit Knesset. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, kolokov emakom tzvato, whoever has a fixed place for his tzvita, oivav noflim tachtav, his enemies will fall at his feet, and Amar, as it says, v'samti makom la'ami v'Yisrael, I will make a place for my people, Yisrael, unetativ, I will plant them, v'shachan tachtav, and they will dwell under them, meaning our enemies will dwell beneath us, if you will, they'll fall before our face, and they won't get angry again, and they won't continue to pursue us and to afflict us, like in the beginning. So Rav Huna points out a contradiction. Rami, again, we're throwing two sources. Rami is to throw two sources at each other. Ketiv, le'anoto, it says le'anoto, to afflict us. Uchtiv, le'chaloto, Hashem will not allow another nation to, le'chaloto, le'chalot is to end us, okay? Now these are two psukim that are very similar. One of them is in Sefer Shmuel, the other one, if I'm not mistaken, is in Sefer Divrei Hayamim. Okay, one's in Shmuel, and the other one's Sefer Divrei Hayamim, which is repeats some of the stories in Tanakh, especially things related to the Melucha of Melech Yehuda. So there's a difference between Anoto and Lechalato. So we have to resolve this contradiction. What's the difference between them? So Rav Huna, Rami, Ketiv, Anoto, Lechtiv, Lechalato, Bitchila, Anoto, Levasof, Lechalato. In the beginning, they're going to try to afflict us. But then they'll get to a point where they'll succeed and they'll try to cause our total destruction and bring about our full destruction. So Hashem is gonna, if we have a makom kavua, if we're, meaning we're rooted in this case, in the Beit HaMikdash, then our enemies will fall in front of us. Next statement of these two rabbis, Rabbi Yochanan Mishum, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Gedola Shimusha Shel Torah Yoter Milimuda. It's greater, it's a more important thing to have shimush shel Torah. What's shimusha shel Torah? What does that mean? To study and to see. It's rabbinic training. This is about seeing a rabbi or a prophet or a great gadol in action. More important than even to study with them texts and study with them Torah and Amar, as it says, Po Elisha ben Shafat er she'atzak ma'im ayidei Eliyahu. Lamad lo ne'emar ela yatzak. We have two great prophets in Sefer Melachim, Eliyahu and Elisha. Elisha is Eliyahu's underling. And we see that he learned from Eliyahu that litzok ma'im, how to pour the water in a specific way. It doesn't say he learned from him, rather yatzak. He saw him actually literally pouring. And this is an example of learning from one's actions, not just from their teachings. Rabbi Yitzchak says to Rav Nachman. Okay, this is an interesting Gemara here. My time alo ati mar the Beit Knesset l'tzluyeh. So he's giving him Musar. No, why didn't you come to the Beit Knesset to daven today? Okay. Amar le lo yachil. He says, I wasn't able to make it. I couldn't make it. Amar le v'chenase lemar aser avilitzle. Okay, so they gather. Kenufiyot, like a gathering, gather together 10 people and daven. Amar le tirchli milta. It's too bothersome for me. I don't have the energy to do this. V'leim le mar v'shlucha d'tzibur b'izma d'matzei tzibur. So, leite v'lo de lemar. So at the very least, tell the Shliach Tzibur to notify you when he's davening. He should send you a WhatsApp. We're starting tefillah. It's 8:30 a.m. We're starting tefillah. And then you'll at least daven at the same time as the Tzibur. Amar le, my kuli hai. He says, what do I need all this for? The answer is, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Again, the same two rabbis. What do they say? I'm going next, moving on to Chelem and Aleph. My dechtiv ani tefillati lecha Hashem eit ratzon. Ei matai eit ratzon. When is the eighth ratzon, the best time to daven? It's the time when everybody else is davening. Okay, so we see Rashi, ratzon. Then what do we learn from here? The following, that if you can't make it to minyan, whatever it is, you should at least try to daven at the same time that the tzibur is davening, and then you're still connected, you're bound together in some ways with the tzibur. Well, this, yeah.